And now on Radio 4, it's that time of the week when in living rooms throughout the country, people rush to the radio, their faces flushed, their arms flailing, as they grapple desperately for the on-off switch, not wanting to hear, sorry, miss, a single syllable uttered by the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker, and recently voted one of the most punctual people in show business, Count Arthur Strong. In a recent interview, Count Arthur said he'd only ever been late once in his entire life and that he'd be there in a minute. Join him now for this week's instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show.
Arthur! Arthur, over here!
Wilf!
Welcome home, Arthur. You were a long time disembarking. What was the delay?
Oh, no, Hassan. He tenido una conversación informal con la policía. Tepes sobre un enduro problema relacionado con los derechos humanos en el avenue.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Don't you understand English? I said I've been having an informal discussion with the sodding police about a toilet-related human rights issue on the aeroplane.
All right.
Yes, I've got the names, don't you worry about that. They'll be suspended on full pay before they know what's hit them. See how they like that.
Dear, oh dear, sorry to hear about that.
No knowing who saw them pulling me off. For what was nothing short of an interrogation. If anybody's got that on camera, they could make a fortune selling that to News at 10. Or Harry Hill's You've Been Farmed. Mind you, that wouldn't be too bad, would it? Peak time, Saturday night, and they pay. Oh, yeah, I saw a good one on that once, where this hamster was drinking a pint of bitter through a straw. Oh, it was hilarious. I sent one in that Jeffrey took with his video of me drinking a pint through a straw. But they never used it. And if you ask me, that is favouritism. Against me, four hamsters. What's a hamster going to do with £250 anyway?
Shall I push your trolley?
If you would, Wilf, that's very good of you.
Did you have a good time then in Spain? I see you picked the language up.
What language?
Spanish.
Have I? Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me. They speak a lot of Spanish in Spain. Too much, if you ask me. It's like they're obsessed with it. So what's been happening back here in Blighty while I've been away, Wilf?
Well, not a lot, really. You were only gone a week.
Well, it feels like longer. Probably because I was so busy working night and day and night looking after Freddy's club. But I think I can safely say I revitalised the Spanish live entertainment industry simple-mindedly. Simple-handedly. Oh, single-handedly, I said.
Right, well, the car's in a multi-story. Let's get you home.
I'll drink to that, Wilf. Right, let's get this door open and get a pot of tea on the go. Oh, it's good to be home from foreign parts. Oh, some post. Oh, there's a few there, isn't there? What it is to be popular. Now, where's that cat? Come on, you. Come on, you little minx. I bet you've missed me, haven't you? Come on, where are you? Oh, no, I haven't got a cat, have I? Who am I thinking of, then? Oh, it'll be Geoffrey. He's got a cat. Mind you, he looks nothing like me, though, does he, Geoffrey? The dozy sod. Right. Let's get some of this post open. What's this? Oh, bingo! A £60 voucher for wine. Oh, now we're talking. Just send £49.99 to receive your case of fine wine. That's not £60 off. That's £49.99 on. They must think I died yesterday. Only an idiot would want one of those. Oh, I can give that to Geoffrey for his birthday. Right. Congratulations, you are already a winner. Oh, now that's more like it. What have I won then? Return the application form, and we will send you a wonderful gift we have pre-selected for you from the gifts below. A car, a speedboat, a luxury holiday for two in Florida, or a fountain pen. To find out what your gift is, phone our special gift line premium rate number on 0890. Oh, I get it. They charge you a fortune for the phone call and then tell you your wonderful free gift is a fountain bike, a mountain pen, oh, a bloody carriage clock. Must think I was born the day before tomorrow that I would fall for that. It's the oldest brick on the truck. I'm going to dash a letter off to the Weekly Advertiser about that. It's a con trick. I shall expose them like Watchtower does. I shall become a champion for the exported. Right, where's a pen? Crying out loud, I usually have dozens of bloody pens. Would you believe it? Sod it, where's that number? You see, this is what they prey on. And I would be grateful if you would dispatch the pen off to me at your earliest convenience, as I want to write a letter of complaint about you with it. As I told your colleague before the bloody Vivaldi Doonigan and the Five Seasons music started some 18 minutes ago.
Thank you for calling the Premium Rate gift line. If you're calling to find out what exciting gift you have won, press 1.
I've done all that twice! Just send me the sodding pen, will you? Or a pencil, if you pushed. Anything to write with. Ugh, ironic, really. Them sending me the ammunition with which I shall shoot myself. Itself. Of themselves. Right, let's get this last one open, then I'm off for some breakfast. Who's this off? Oh, it's from the Round Table. It's about my application. Dear Count Arthur, many thanks for your interesting and unorthodox application for membership to the Round Table. As you can imagine, membership is highly sought after and is only the most upstanding members of our community that are considered. With this in mind, and taking into account the links with the royal family you've mentioned, would you be available to come in for a brief interview with the membership panel? We will be canoeing on Thursday. Canoeing? Oh, I didn't know there was canoeing involved. I don't really want to go canoeing. I mean, how will they interview me if everyone's sloshing about in canoes? It'll be a farce. I mean, I'd do it if I could be in a pedalo. We will be... Oh, convening, not canoeing, idiot. We will be canoeing. I was convening. Bloody... On Thursday the 21st. And would like to see you at 4 p.m. if your royal duties allow it. I remain, sir, etc., etc. Oh, yes, I'm in there, the Round Table, eh? Oh, I'll be in the Bloody Masons next. Ooh, it's the next step after the Round Table. And there's lots of famous Masons. Him that was a lawyer in a wheelchair. Perry Mason. James Mason. The Mason-Dixon line. Barbara Dixon, and that's it. Ooh, I'll be in the highest echelons of society, mixing with all the other bigwigs. Hello, Sir Michael, how are you? Oh, yes, I've just come back from a shooting party. Yes, I bagged 2 braces of grouses, a duck, a pheasant, a moose, and a smoked salmon. They'd never seen anything like it in the Highlands before. Then I tossed off my caber off and spurtled my salty porridge. Okay, the new boyo. What date was that they wanted to see me? 21st at 4 p.m. That's today. What time is it now? 1:30. Brilliant. I've not missed it. Oh, and I've still got plenty of time to get a bit of snap in Jerry's Cafe. Oh, and I'll tell you what. I can get shut of those shoes at the charity shop on the way there. Oh, yes. I'll be in the House of Lords in next to no time.
Hello there. Do you need any help?
Well, you can take this off me for a start. It weighs a ton.
Oh, right. Is it a donation?
Yes, it is. And before you ask, I don't want any publicity, even though it would be good for my image, being as I am in the slime light. Light slime. Oh, quick lime. Oh, limelight. I prefer my philanthropic works to remain anonymous. Everyone knows that. And I don't want any money from you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, even if you just offered me just a little bit to cover my expenses, I would say no, probably. Yes, more than likely that's what would happen if you did.
Books, is it?
No, it's shoes. It's one of my weaknesses, shoes are. I'm very much like Imelda Staunton in that respect. Except mine aren't stilettos, and I'm not the wife of the deceased president of Philadelphia. I'll be getting off then, if you're not going to pay me. If you're finished thanking me.
Is there another box as well?
No, that's the lot.
It's just, they all seem to be left feet.
Oh, no, they are. I found them on a rack outside a shoe shop. They're no good to me. I've got two different feet. Look, there they are, on the floor. That one there and the other one next to it.
Yes, but we can't sell shoes only for left feet. I mean, who would buy them?
Well, off the top of my head, Long John Silver would be the most obvious candidate, wouldn't he? Don't need to be Brain of Brittany to come up with that one.
Long John Silver?
Listen, look in the paper, see where the pantomimes are on at, where they're doing Treasure Island. Get yourself down there. You could corner the market in left-handed shoes if you had anything about you. Put an advert in the stage. You'd have a string of Long John Silvers right round the block. Cinderella, there's another one. Get some glass paint, give a shoe a coat of it. Bingo, you've got the glass slipper that fell off. Puss in Boots, another shoe-related pantomime. Now then, you've got a box of shoes and my marketing strategy for nothing. So I think you've done very well out of it all, don't you? Now, if you don't mind, my mouth is telling me to fill it with food.
Arthur, I heard you were back.
Was it in the papers?
No, Wilf told me. Why would it be in the papers?
Well, you never know who's lurking around at the airport with a camera, waiting to pounce on people of high stature like me. One of them could easily have snapped the police escorting me into the interview room.
What were the police doing there?
Because the bloody pilot had radio-headed ahead, hadn't he? Eh? About a simple misunderstanding on the aeroplane regarding the use of the toilet. It was very small-minded of them to call the police. It's scandalous they make you pay for nature knocking on your door uninvited. And I most definitely won't be flying with that lot again, even if they hadn't banned me for life.
What can I get you then?
Oh, do you know what I've been fancying all the time I've been away?
A mixed grill.
A mixed grill. How did you get that?
A wild guess. And it's what you have 9 times out of 10 in here.
I've been in here more than 10 times.
All right, 99 times out of 100.
In fact, it's probably close to about 1,000,000 times when you think about it over all the years. I'm in here 9 or 10 times a day sometimes. I must be your best customer.
Yes, yes, you must be. Are you having tea with that?
Yes, I will. Oh, I tell you what, it would be nice if you recognised my high attendance here with a bit of discount, don't you think? I must have spent hundreds of thousands of pounds of money in here, lining your pockets.
I can't imagine it'd be that much.
Oh, I can. Yes, I'll get hold of a calculator after, and I'll let you know a figure that I would be happy with.
I'll bring your tea over.
Thank you. I'll be over there with her. Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Arthur. You're back from Spain, then?
Oh, no, Sally. I'm still there. You are actually talking to a virtual reality 3D hovercraft of myself.
What?
Try and touch me. Your hand will go right through my computer-degenerated body.
It's been very quiet without you. I thought you might have been out there longer.
I would have if the club hadn't blown up.
The club blew up?
I've just told you that.
How?
I just opened my mouth and said it.
No, how did it blow up?
They say there was a faulty gas cooker, which was nothing to do with me. I was more on the entertainment side of things rather than the gas side. I mean, how can it be my fault they put exploding gas in a bottle? If you're going to put gas in a bottle, you should use something harmless, like laughing gas. Or that gas that makes you talk like Joe Pasquale. Cyanide. Here, You haven't got a calculator, have you?
No. Oh, well, there's one on me mobile.
Can I use it a minute?
What for?
I'm going to trim me nose hair with it, of course. What do you think I want to use a calculator for? Dear, oh dear. I want to add up how many times I've been in here over the years.
Why?
I'm working out how much discount I'm entitled to.
All right, I'll put it on the calculator for you. They're the buttons you press. Don't press any other ones. I don't want you messing all my settings up.
I do know my way round a mobile telephone, thank you, Sally. You seem to forget I had one for a week once, till all the buttons fell off and it broke in half. Right. 1000 divided by 20 equals...
Hello, you two.
Oh, for crying out loud, I'm trying to do some very important miscalculations here, Geoffrey. Do you have to creep up on people like that?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What do you keep saying hello to me for?
Hello?
Stop it!
It's not me.
Hello?
Blimey, what will they think of next? A talking calculator. What's a million divided by 20 years?
Hello?
Brilliant. A deaf talking calculator. I said, what's a million divided by 20 years?
This isn't Chris Tarrant, is it?
What?
Oh, what have you done? Give it to me. Hello?
Is that you, Sally?
Oh, Roger, sorry. I didn't mean to call you. Someone pressed the wrong button. I'm sorry, Roger. I'll call you later, love.
Oh, all right, then. Yep, call me after, Egghead.
I will. Bye. Bye.
Who was that?
My brother.
Did he know I was using the calculator?
No. How could he?
Well, you want to tell him it was a very inconvenient time for him to call.
He didn't call. You called him.
I did not call him. I only know him to nod at. I was doing long division.
You called him. I don't know what you pressed.
I pressed 1 million divided by 20 years. Here, the answer to that must be your brother's phone number. What's his number?
07831-360247.
Brilliant! That's how much discount I'm entitled to. Oops.
Oh, Arthur, you've dropped something.
Oh, have I? What is it?
Well, it looks like a letter. Here you are.
Oh, have I dropped that? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I was trying to keep that a secret as well. Oh, I do apologise that you've seen that letter. How embarrassing.
Oh, it's all right. I didn't see what it was.
Why, it's a letter from the Round Table, of course. And I did want to keep that a secret.
Oh, what's the Round Table? Is it something to do with Camelot?
Don't tell me you've never heard of the Round Table. Dear, oh dear. Well, mind you, I'm saying that, but I shouldn't be surprised, really. You would have no knowledge about the circles I go around and around in.
What, you mean here, the shoulder of mutton, the church hall and Wilf's?
No. That's just one side of me, that. I have 2 feet in both tents, don't I? One of the tents is a tiny orange ridge tent that leaks and doesn't have a sewn-in ground sheet. That's yours and Geoffrey's world. And the other side of the tent is a yurt, like Lawrence of Arabia had in Merry Christmas, Mr. Florence. Full of incense and sweetbreads with a proper chemical toilet and Turkish delight. That's my other life you know nothing about. You don't see the other posh side of me here because I don't want to rub your nose in it. I can coexist quite happily and unbiased with the upper escalopes of society. Or the people like you, who are, putting it politely, bottom feeders. Now, if you don't mind, Sally, can I continue telling you my private news I want to keep to myself?
If you must.
Yes, they want to see me at 4 p.m. just for a chat, you know, it's just a formality. Then, of course, you know what the Round Table is a stepping stone to, don't you?
A bigger table that folds out.
You must go round with your head in the clouds, you two. The next step after the Round Table is it's gone now. You know, that thing that used to be on where he was a lawyer in a wheelchair.
What are you talking about now?
The thing where he was a lawyer in a wheelchair.
You're not talking about Ironside, are you?
That's it, Ironside. The next step after the Round... Oh, no, it's not bloody Ironside. Pericomo, that's it.
the next step after the round table is being Perry Como.
No, Sally, that would make no sense at all. How I remember it is like this, word disassociation. Ironside, Perry Como, Perry Mason, Biffo the Bear. The Freemasons.
Here's your tea.
Thank you, Gerald. Oops.
Oh, you've dropped something, Arthur.
Oh, have I?
Stay where you are. I'll get it. There you go.
Oh, have I dropped that again? Me and my buttock fingers. I'm terribly sorry, Jerry. I didn't want you to see that. Oh, how embarrassing again. Oh, there's some building work going on here, isn't there? Oi! Oi! You up the ladder! Is this the Moronic Hall?
Moronic Hall? Are you being funny?
No. Is this where the morons meet? No, not morons. What's up with you? That's something entirely different. Is this where all the Perry Comos meet?
It's the Masonic Hall.
Looks like a bomb's hit it.
We're restoring the stonework.
Well, you might have finished it before my appointment. This is a very special day for me. How much longer are you going to be?
Well, about another 18 months, mate.
18 months? I can't wait that long. I've got to be in there at 4 o'clock. Can't you just take this bit of scaffolding down round the door? When I come out of here in my moronic regalia, the press might probably be down here. This is big news, is this?
I can't start taking the scaffolding down.
Well, thank you for nothing. You know, when I've been in the round table for a bit, I will most likely be elevated up to the morons. You could be talking to the future chief moron, you know.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Good luck with that.
What's up with this?
Whoa, you can't go in that way, mate. That's why there's a sign on the door. This is a hard hat site.
But how am I supposed to get in, then?
Yeah, round the side. Follow the arrows.
Oh, I'm not going round there like some bloody tradesman. I'm going through here. This is my day.
What? Mind your head on the scaffolding bar.
What bar? Well, that one.
Wake up.
What? What's going on? Oh, it's my bloody head.
Thou hadst a fall whilst jousting, sire, and fell into a deep slumber from which we couldst not arouse thee.
Come again?
The Black Knight's lance hit you squarely on thy helmet, sire.
Ooh, sounds painful. Are you to do with the round table, then?
Why, yes, my liege. Tis I, Lancelot, your favourite knight.
Oh, I see. Lancelot, round table. Very good. Do we all pick names like that? Oh, I do hope Sir Percival hasn't gone. Is this part of the initiation ceremony? Do I have to stand on one leg with a blindfold on whilst hitting myself on the head with a tin tray? Hold them down, you Zulu warriors. And you have a funny little twiddly handshake, don't you?
He thinks you are still groggy, sire. Ah, see, Merlin returns with an elixir to treat your aching bonds.
Wait, if it's the round table, I should be King Arthur, because I already am an Arthur, and the king part will fit like a glove, unless it's a crown.
Hail Arthur.
King Arthur to you, Jerry.
I'm Merlin, your loyal wizard. Drinketh thee a draught from my restorative elixir.
Ooh, that's a big horn. Give me it here. What is this, light and tan?
Tail of rat, eye of lizard, venom of snake.
Ooh, it sounds more like a meal than a drink. Put a bit of black pudding on that and you've got breakfast number 5. Hey, up, who's this?
My name is Cinderella.
Cinderella's not in King Asky. Arthur, it's King Arthur. You're thinking of Guinevere. Why are you limping?
Because I was made to wear 2 left-handed shoes. And now I have deformed feet.
What the hell's that?
That's the cat from Puss in Boots. He can barely walk now because of the shoes you made him wear.
Listen, I didn't make him wear them. That's slander, is that? It was only a suggestion. Yes, you just try it. I'll have you laughed out of court. Do you seriously think the judge would believe a cat over me? Sicking up your fur balls all over the stenographer? The judge will probably be a free moron like me. We stick together, us lot.
Whore! Where's the landlubber who sold I a left-handed shoe for me right-handed foot?
Oh, but enough of this nonsense. My bloody head's throbbing thanks to you moaning minis with your club feet. I'm voluntarily going unconscious again. And when I come round next time, you better all be gone. Good riddance.
So what happened about your interview? You didn't still see them, did you?
No. They said I was too concussed, which I disputed. I said, I'll have you know I've done much more important things than this while suffering from concussion. I said I cycled all the way to Gloucester once after I'd hit my head on a tree. Mind you, I was only supposed to be going to Lidl's.
Ah, evening, Sally.
Hello, Jack. Oh, Arthur, I thought you'd have been at the Ritz.
I'm not hungry, thank you. And anyway, I prefer cream crackers.
I mean the hotel.
Well, if you mean hotel, say hotel. If you mean crackers, say crackers. That way there won't be any misunderstandings. That's how wars start.
So how did your inauguration go today? Should I be curtsying?
If you think you can manage one without breaking wind.
Do I detect by your tone that your application was unsuccessful?
No, it wasn't unsuccessful, Clever Clog. It was just postponed because one of our number was concussed. Apparently you have to be conscious when they do it. I can't tell you who it was because that has to be kept between the morons in question.
Oh. Oh, can I have a glass of white wine, Jack, please?
Coming up.
Oh, my feet are killing me today. I think it's these shoes I got from the charity shop, rubbing on me bunions.
What shoes? What are you inferring?
I'm inferring my feet are hurting.
Oh, no, I'm not having this. Listen, you, I come in here to have a quiet drink, not to be drawn into the murky world of other people's feet. I wasn't paid for those shoes, you know. It's just my philanthropic leanings. Whatever state your onions are in is nothing to do with me. I shall now depart this place and return to my home, where hopefully I will remain unmolested for the remainder of the evening. I bid you good day.
Oh, hello, Arthur. How did you get on today?
No lapida, Geoffrey. Eso si no pregunta. Abel con Sally, esperta. Buenas noches.
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gedroych, Alistair Kerr and Dave Manfield. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at the Dance House Manchester, is produced by John Leonard and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.